So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another podcast episode of Not Your Final Destination. I'm your gracious host, Felix Diaz. And first and foremost, thank you to every single listener that has ever tuned in to an episode here on NYFD. Man, what a crazy roller coaster it has been, from zero to 88,100 streams all around the world, from the United States all the way to Kenya to Nigeria to Ghana. I mean, Canada. I mean, it's all over the world, man. You guys are truly incredible, and I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys continuing to hit that play button, listening to what I have to say, giving me feedback on Instagram. Whether it's a friend, a family, or a loved one that has tuned into an episode, man, I want to say thank you so much. A lot to be thankful for here in 2021. And man, it's December 1st. I said, what a way to start the new year. And you're going to say, wait a minute, Felix, it's only December. No, what a way to start the new year with a new version of yourself right now. What does that look like? For me, the word that I want to get tattooed on my flesh is consistency. Being consistent all of 2022, man. The title of this video or this podcast episode, depending on where you're watching it or you're listening to it, is going to be called Rock Bottom. Doesn't mean I'm there. Doesn't mean that you're there. Are we close? We could be. Are we being dragged in the mud? Not physically, but just like, just as an expression, like, is that where you are right now? You know, are you dragging yourself through the mud? Are you, is the snow making it difficult to walk, right? Let's put that into perspective. Like, what does that look like for you right now? So, man, I have to give credit where credit is due. Today, I had a great conversation with a good friend of mine that I've known for about 5.5, you know, years. JP, thank you so much. If you're listening or you listen to this one, man, I appreciate the feedback that you gave me today that just kind of opened up my mind to a different perspective of maybe, you know, of because it came from you and it's somebody that I respect, you know, from a leadership perspective, from a friend of perspective. And I'm not going to get too much into detail of it, but, you know, I think sometimes as adults, and now that I'm an adult myself, I consider myself an adult, you know, turning 33 next year. I want to be more receptive to feedback, right? Like, I want to be more receptive to knowing that other people are going to have an opinion or a perspective that's not as similar as mine, but I want to respect it, right? Like, because we're all wired different. No one's going to think the same. No one's going to feel the same. No one's going to do the same. If we did, we'd have like these perfect businesses and these perfect families and these perfect jobs and these opportunities would be just perfect, right? And that's not who we are. That's not who God made us to be, you know? So as I'm sitting here and I'm getting older, I feel like I'm getting wiser. And I feel like, you know, the word that just sticks to me right now, man, is consistency. I feel like if I can just master consistency, my life would be 20 times better than what it is. Not that it is bad, and not that I wanted to live this. I did want to live this superficial lifestyle when I was younger. Like, I know why, because I came from such a broken home and such a broken situation that I wanted all these things. And as I get older, I notice that my family is what I need, right? Like, I need my close group of friends that are all looking to develop, which there's only about 5 or 6 of them. You know, my family, my daughter's health, my younger daughter's health, my family's health. Like, these are the things that are important to me now. And along the way, like, my voice, that I continue to have this blessing of speaking to connect with more people like you guys. And then those doors open up and hopefully I can do these events. And obviously those are down the road things. But for me right now, for Rock Bottom, is like, I always make these plans starting January 1st. I'm that guy. Like, it needs to be on the 1st. If it's not on the 1st, then it won't work out for me, right? So for me, it's, I want to make this plan for December of being consistent every day. So what does that look like? Doing a workout for 30, 40 minutes every single day. Posting a podcast episode on the day that is due for my podcast. Listening to my wife and my daughter and my, you know, my family about things like every single day. Consistency, you know, creating those habits of naturalness to where, like, when you wake up, you're like, oh, I didn't do this today, man. What's going on with me, right? Like, we just go with the flow of everything and everything just kind of like just disappears into that fog of just like, I'm just doing what I'm doing. because this is what I'm used to, right? And we tell ourselves like, well, this is who I am, so this is what I do. No, let's take a step back. And I'm looking at all these people that are getting these, you know, these blessings, and this, the word I'm going to use here is favor. And they're saying, man, how do you have so much favor? It's like, you know, because I put my trust in the Lord, and I'm trying to live right, and I want to be a disciple that's out here, you know, spreading the good word and living the good word, right? Like being that person that is an example of Christ, right? And not to get too deep into that, but just saying like, how can I be better as a person? How can I be better as a husband, as a father, as a follower, as a person that wants to see other people do better, right? Like if I'm not this, and I'm not saying you have to be perfect in no way, because no one is, but like if I'm not setting the tone and setting the example, why would anybody else want to follow me, right? Why would my wife want to follow me? Why would my daughter want to say like, oh, I want to be like my dad if I'm not setting the example of the way that we should be living, right? So when I think of rock bottom, it's not like we're down there, and if you are, there's a way to get out of it, trust me, because I've shared it in other episodes. When I first got divorced, to where I was living out of a garage, when I moved into the house full of druggies, and you know, was there for a couple years, and that environment turned me into someone that I wasn't, you know, because that was all I was around, was seeing that. Not that I was doing anything, but seeing that and seeing how that was, like I just felt like I was trapped in this it was just a revolving door of just like, I gotta keep going in this building. This is just how it is, and this is how it's gonna be. Until one day I stepped out of that comfort zone. I took that leap of faith. I struggled, it was hard, but then I am where I am here today. And along that journey, don't get it twisted, like I've had failures, I've lost jobs, I've quit jobs, you know, I've walked away from bad relationships, I was broke, you know, my finances weren't straight, I didn't have a car, this got repoed, like life happens, guys. Like, and that's the thing, that, you know, we get caught up in this facade of this is what it should look like, and in reality it's the what you're living, like that's what it is, this is what it looks like, because I'm living it every day. And for me, as I think about rock bottom, I'm thinking the only way I'm going to continue to get closer to rock bottom is by not being consistent, not doing the things that I know I'm capable of doing to live, you know, the best version of myself. Like, and a lot of people think about it like that. Oh, I have to be in this suit. I have to be in this car. I have to be in this house. I have to look this way. I have to dress this way. That's not, in my opinion, that's not it anymore. To me, it's like, I'm not yelling at my wife. I'm not yelling at my kids. I'm not, you know, cheating my kids out of a story time book. Like if I want to read something to them, like I'm not skipping pages to get ahead to do something that I want to do in my life. You know, like I'm thinking of things like that. Like I need to, you know, not be afraid to give feedback about something. Like, hey, like we have to have this difficult conversation, even though this is something that I'm not very comfortable with, but we're still doing it, right? Like those are the things I'm talking about, of you becoming that best version of yourself. So when you look in the mirror, you know, you're not cheating yourself. And I feel like these last 11 months, I've been cheating myself, because I know the person that I am underneath this 270 pounds that I weigh, and this mentality that, you know, I want to see others do their part before I start doing my own. And I'm just taking away from all these God-giving blessings and talents and skills and abilities that he gave me, and I'm putting myself in the mud, the rock bottom, right? So guys, listen, to leave you with this, man, we have a lot to be thankful for, man. What an incredible year it has been, bad with COVID. And if you're here right now listening to this episode, you are so blessed right now. Then you should be thankful that the Lord is continuing to bless you and giving you opportunities to wake up every single day to continue to pursue the purpose and passion of life, whatever that is for you. If you find these podcast episodes helpful, please share them with a loved one. You know, I don't ask for much here on the podcast, but if you do, help us grow. So close to 100,000 streams, which is bizarre and incredible, and just to think of that. But I want to leave you guys with this prayer real quick. And Heavenly Father, I appreciate every single person that you have led to my podcast, that have tuned into an episode, even if it's for a short amount of time. I ask you, Lord, that you guide them and bless them, and that you provide power to their minds to clear out any negativity, any self-doubt of them thinking that they are in rock bottom, knowing that if they put you first and believe believe in you that you will guide them to a place of, you know, less anxiety and less self-doubt and depression and any fear that they have in their heart. Lord, I ask you to remove it starting today, December 1st, and that we all continue to walk the good walk in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Listen, these episodes are now on the calendar. Every chance I get and every time I see the notification of have the ability, we're going to create content. We're going to create these episodes. And I'm just super thankful for all of you guys. 200,000%. Let's start 2020. Let's start 2022 with a bang starting right now, December 1st. So let's take that jump start. Let's be a month ahead of the curve, a month ahead of the rest of the people that are going to start on January 1st. Let's start right now. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, it's at TheFelixDiaz. And if you are following me on Instagram, make sure to like some of the content on there as well. All about growth, progression, and progress all of 2022. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.